Now move forward to Isaiah 24. And this is called by theologians the little apocalypse. Look up for a second. The book of Revelation is called the apocalypse. Notice Revelation 6 through 18, 19, 20, 21. Most of the book of the Revelation is the apocalypsis. And that is the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And that's what apocalypse means. Apocalypse doesn't mean destruction of the world, end of the world, Armageddon. Apocalypsis is unveiling of Christ. The book of Isaiah has a little section that is very much similar to this that we're going to look at now. Back in your slides, chapter 24 to 27, the little apocalypse. Here's chapter 24 in my Bible. Behold, the Lord says, I'm going to make the earth empty. I will make its waste. I will make it waste, distorts its surface, and scatter abroad its inhabitants. And the Lord talks about that. This is what he's going to do over here in verses 18 and 19. The foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken, split open, shaken exceedingly, reeling to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Look up for a second. Can you imagine what it will be like to be on the earth at the day of the Lord during the tribulation? I can't imagine. It says people are going to be so desperate, they're going to be crawling on their hands and knees looking for a hole to stick their head in. They're so afraid of what's coming. Look back at your slides. So that's Isaiah 24. Now in chapter 25 and 26, it parallels the book of Revelation as a song praising God's salvation. Now look up for a second. In Revelation 6 to 18, chapter 7, we have choirs singing praises to God. In chapter 14, we have choirs singing praise to God. In chapter 15, we have a circle of saints in heaven and the elders singing praises to God. And in chapter 17 and 18, we have kind of this voice praising God. And so this whole idea of worship coming up during the destruction of earth is paralleled by Isaiah. So look back at your slides. Isaiah 25 and 26, this little apocalypse, has a song praising God's salvation. Look at chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have been strength to the poor, to the needy, a refuge in the storm, a shade from the heat. Now, can you kind of hear these words? He will swallow up death forever. The Lord will wipe away all tears. Look up for a second. Doesn't that sound familiar? Yes. That's Jesus describing heaven in Revelation 21, quotes this verse. Paul in 1 Corinthians quotes this verse. This is the promise of God. This is the songs of worship in the midst of the apocalypse, the revelation of Jesus Christ, who comes as the wrath of God in the day of the Lord. But there's a multitude of people. Do you remember? In the tribulation, in chapter 7 and 14, it describes countless people being saved out of the tribulation through the ministry of the 144,000, which are saved Jews, actual, literal, physical, ethnic Jews that come to Christ and go out as evangelists. And we see that. Okay, back to the slides. Look at this verse. Wow. It's Isaiah 25, 9. And it will be in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we'll be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now remember, look up. The first law of textual interpretation is, what on earth does that verse mean right here? Well, primarily, it's talking about the people. See, Isaiah's delivering this to the people. He's looking. See, Isaiah is looking across all of this time, seeing the ending, And each of these events, Isaiah describes all of them in his book, in his prophecy. But he's writing to a group of people that were literally alive at that day. And he's saying, as you see all this judgment coming, this is what I want you to do. Look back at the slide. I want you to turn to God. I want you to say, we've waited for you. You will save us. You're the Lord. We will be glad and rejoice in your salvation. Wow, what a lesson.